So now we'll have a period of sitting meditation. So please adopt a posture which is most conducive for allowing the mind to free itself from the hindrances, one in which you can find a balance between effort and relaxation. The beginning of the meditation period, our effort is primarily on creating a relationship between the mind and its object, whether it's the breath or the other method that you have chosen, and to create relationship between the mind and that object in such a way that as yet unarisen defilements do not arise. So how can you create that sense of contentment and interest, commitment, loyalty, such that the mind is not pulled away into memory and imagination? What is the quality of that attention which is needed to make the meditation object more interesting, more compelling than any alternative? Given that this is very difficult, when the mind falls away from its object, seeks some pleasure, seeks some distraction, then how can we most quickly recover our mindfulness? And what is the most skillful way of abandoning our pleasure in distraction and returning the mind to the object, not with a sense of dragging it back, but with genuine joy to be able to renounce a pointless and unfulfilling thought or memory, and returning to a meditation object which, if we cultivate it correctly and consistently, will lead us out of suffering, out of samsara. Creating a contentment and interest in object, first aspect of right effort here, and creating the correct and most helpful constructive way of letting go of arisen distractions, arisen hindrances. Cultivating mindfulness, which means not forgetting the object, sampajanya, means bearing in mind the goal of practice, seeing the big picture, the context in which we are developing mindfulness. Atapi is that effort which is just the right amount to abandon defilements, of just the quality needed to keep the mind on track.